It's 8 a.m. and we're in the parking lot of Jefferson High School just southeast of Tampa International Airport. Dwayne Schuneman has a bag of Allen wrenches in his lab as he assembles his racing wheelchair.
I take it apart, put it in my car. Then when I get to the track, I take it out and put it all together. Actually, being in a wheelchair means you have to be a good mechanic. Always tightening something, adjusting something.
Schuneman had to borrow the track chair from the VA. He gave his away when he quit racing 10 years ago. Now it's sort of like wearing someone else's track shoes.
It's just a little wide for me, but it's working great. It's top-notch shape, so we're good to go.
The Navy veteran maneuvers the racing chair ahead of him as he wheels toward the track. After encountering a few locked gates, we find an opening to the track. Schuneman loosens a series of Velcro straps, easing his feet into what looks like a fabric bag. He tips the three-wheeled racer up and transfers his torso inside the frame. Schuneman's knees are folded up against his chest as he straps into the racer.
I can feel it. It's been, you know, because of all this rain, it's been 4 days since I climbed into this thing. I can tell my legs don't want to do it this morning. My first attempt to get in this thing may be an epic fail, so if I fall on the ground, don't worry. It happens.
Schuneman brings up a point that a lot of people have a hard time with. When should you offer help to someone in a wheelchair?
Everybody's different. Everybody in the chair is different. And a lot of times they say, when you break your neck and end up, you know, with a disability or get shot or whatever, that it makes you or breaks you. I say when you end up with a disability, it really doesn't make you or break you. It just sort of accentuates who you are.
Schuneman broke his neck diving into a backyard swimming pool 18 years ago. He'd been a Navy electrician and was working at UPS at the time. Now, he's a year from earning his college degree in elementary education from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. And he teaches dance to children with disabilities as well as able-bodied kids.
We have a studio over in Oldsmar, and the kids come there every Saturday morning. We have a children's class where we have like 4-year-olds to 10-year-olds in the class, and then we have a teens class. Revolutions Dance. It's really quite special. We have a young girl who is blind. We have a girl with spina bifida, a couple girls with CP, a boy with autism. We have a few able-bodied, you know, typical kids who are in the class, and they all work together.
He says wheelchair athletes are just like able-bodied athletes.
We are just as competitive, you know, and train just as hard, and our sport is just as tough.
Schuneman will compete in the 100, 200, and 400-meter races, and he'll play quad rugby, which is a wheelchair rugby.
One of the reasons I'm going out on the rugby court is to show them that a dancer can be just as tough as they are, and I plan to knock a few of those guys over myself. All in good fun, of course.
He can expect some fun and some very competitive events at the 33rd Annual Veterans Wheelchair Games in Tampa. It will be held at several venues throughout the Tampa Bay region. For Florida Matters, I'm Joselise Ramos.